When we come to Epiphany and I think about this day, I always remember a great experience I once had on Epiphany, of going to an Epiphany party. This was back when I was still working before entering seminary, and I was back in Milwaukee for the kind of holiday Christmas season and some time around then. And a priest mentor of mine, Father Raymond Goransky, he invited me to go over to this couple's house over on the east side of Milwaukee and join them for this party, to go to the home of Stephen and Judith Beale. They were an interesting couple, both professors. One, Stephen, was a classicist at Marquette University, and Judith Beale, she taught at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in philosophy of religion. And they welcomed me into their home, and it was very interesting because the people that made up everybody at this Epiphany party were basically all of their godchildren. They had so many godchildren. It was amazing. They, in their marriage, had never had children directly, but in their lives, they had invested in so many young adults and college kids and fellow professors and just different people that had come into their lives, and so many of them had come into the faith really through them and through their accompanying of them. And it was very beautiful, and they had this big swinging Epiphany party with all their godchildren. And it was a delight to be welcomed into that. And I remember Father Goransky kind of seeing me there, eyes sparkling, you know, as I kind of entered into this beautiful communion of people. And for me, as I was just kind of coming back to the faith in a real way, it was a great moment of encounter with the joy that there can be among Christians. And what I felt, basically, the experience I had with Stephen and Judith and with their kind of happy circle of friends was just this welcome, you know, the sense of it is good that you are here. There's something good about you, and we treasure that. And we want to share something wonderful with you, our lives, ourselves, our faith. There's great power in being welcomed into something and knowing who I am through that welcome. On this great feast of Epiphany, it is, of course, a day of revelation. The word Epiphany means, you know, to reveal, to manifest. Well, it manifests what? You know, not simply Jesus Christ, but who he is and what he means for us. I think what it reveals is God's great welcome. God's great welcome to all of us, and really to all peoples into his family through the incarnation. Our second reading from St. Paul, though brief, this little passage from the Ephesians is really the hinge, I think, for our readings today on Epiphany. And in that, St. Paul's explaining that a great mystery is unfolding with the coming of Jesus Christ. What is this mystery? Well, it is this reality that Israel's great mission that it had been given by the Lord is finally being fulfilled. And Israel's mission was to be indeed a light to the nations. And that was something that goes all the way back to Abraham, to those covenant promises that through his descendants, all the world, all the nations would be blessed. And that call to be a light to the nations, it's expressed so beautifully in the prophet Isaiah, for example, in our first reading. As the Lord says to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you." And so there's this great mission that Israel had, that in fact the nations, all those countries round about that for so long had been reckoned, had to be reckoned as adversaries that would oppress Israel, that would tempt Israel, that in the end they would see Israel's great glory and clamor to know the great gift of Israel, which is this deep covenant relationship with the Lord. And so this mission, this great plan of God, prophesied for so long, has finally come to pass in Jesus, the Messiah of Israel. When Jesus is brought to the temple, that Simeon, that ancient man of faith, you know, taking the Christ child in his arms, he blesses the Lord, thanking the Lord for this child, a light to reveal the Lord to the nations, the glory of his people Israel. And then today, as we celebrate every year, is the great event of Epiphany, that this child, the Messiah, Jesus, who would be this light, is drawing the nations finally. And these first representatives, these magi, these wise men who come to acknowledge this new and special and particular king and to do him homage. And really the magi then are the ones who begin, they commence a pilgrimage through all ages of all peoples, including us, to come to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And what St. Paul points to in that reading is that he's been given the stewardship of grace to share this encounter with the world. And this coming to Jesus Christ is not just a visit, well, boy, that was great, what a cute little guy, and back to Persia or something like that. And not some just chance thing, oh, I've heard about this Jesus, and he seems like an admirable figure, and off I go with my life. No, God wants to share and welcome us not just into some visit, but into a new home. As St. Paul describes it, the Gentiles, that is all the nations, us, the Gentiles are co-heirs, as they belong to the family. They are co-heirs, members of the same body, so integrated, tied into Jesus Christ. And they are co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This good news is for all peoples, and we can all live under this great promise of God in Jesus Christ. That's the kind of belonging, that's the kind of welcome that God gives to each and every one of us. To be co-heirs, members of the same body, co-partners in these great promises in Jesus Christ. I think it's one of the points of authenticity of our faith, of the Christian faith, that you had for so long, for millennia, you know, this faith, this religion of the Jewish people, very much bound to their ethnic identity, very much just their relationship with the Lord. And then Jesus Christ comes. And what happens? There's this explosion far beyond Israel, going out to all the peoples of the world. Something true and profound happened with Jesus Christ. This overwhelming fulfillment of all of these old millennial prophecies in the Old Testament. And so St. Paul has such great joy and wonder at this, and he describes it as his stewardship of God's grace. God's grace. What that means is it's God's free choice. It's his gracious invitation to each of us. It's like God saying, like I once experienced at that Epiphany party, it is good you are here. There is something good about you that I treasure, and I want to share something wonderful with you. My son, my salvation, my life. You are all welcomed into the household of God. Let that sink in. You know, in this day and age, there's so much dislocation and division and isolation and who am I and who are you and what is this all about? This is the place to start. I am a member of the household, of the family of God. That's my truest identity. Let me tell you where not to start from. Don't start from the pride of King Herod to simply prefer in my life a kind of a false and crumbling kingdom of the self. Don't start with the mistaken humility of saying, well, I couldn't approach God any closer. I'm nothing, or I'm not holy. Get over yourself. God's grace is so much greater than each one of us, and He wants to do so much more. Keep following that light like those magi. And don't start from weary Jerusalem. You know, if you listen to that reading from the Gospel of Matthew, it says, you know, that King Herod was troubled, but of course, but also all of Jerusalem, the people were troubled as well. This report about a newborn king, what is this going to do? What kind of upheaval, what kind of change is this going to bring into my life? You know, and I think many of them were fearful of that. It's, you know, better just to keep things as they are, even if they're not so great. But God was faithful and was going to fulfill those promises He had made to Israel, those prophecies that had been spoken by the power of His Spirit, and He's going to do that through His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Maybe we can be wary as well. What's Jesus going to do in my life if I keep welcoming Him, if I keep coming to Him? How is it going to complicate things? And maybe it can be limited by such a narrow perspective on life and what it all means. I think so often God wants so much more for us than we even want for ourselves. One of the things that I do often in my priestly ministry is to go visit those who are dying, to celebrate what we kind of call generally the last rites, you know, which includes sacraments and different prayers. And one of the very beautiful prayers is called the commendation for the dying. And as I'm there with that person, hopefully they're their family who has dutifully called me to that person's place, so please do that, you know, and with your own family members. One of these beautiful prayers is to do the Litany of the Saints, where we commend this person as they're about to begin this journey, you know, as they're surrounded by their earthly family, their family of this life. We call to mind again that greater family, that family of the saints to which they belong, and ask for all of those brothers and sisters to be praying for that person, to guide that person, to bring them into the place that Jesus has prepared for them in the Father's house. It's that recognition of this family that God has established. And the really cool thing is that this is kind of like the closing credits, if you want to put it that way. It kind of repeats the opening theme like of the movie, because at the very beginning of that person's life or whenever they receive the sacrament of baptism, we also sang the Litany of the Saints for them when they became a member of that household of God. They're introduced and welcomed into this great and eternal family through all the prayers of the saints. And now at the close of this life, as the truth of all of this is about to be so manifest for them, that family, those saints, that family of God is around them again. That's the beauty of what we belong to. That's the welcome that God gives us in Jesus Christ. You know, may that be the truth out of which we live. May that be the strength, that reality that always reassures us. You are welcomed into the household of God, into the family of God. Come, let us adore Him.